it's here and now. Today, the largest sperm bank in the UK announced it's in the midst of a sperm donor boom, a big increase in donors over the last 3 years. Perhaps a sign of a trend that is also reflected in the new MTV series Generation Cryo. The show follows a teenager as she sets out to find her donor dad. She's one of the thousands of children conceived using sperm and egg donors. And along the way, she discovers she has more than a dozen half-siblings. If that sounds like a distant experience to you, NPR's Marisa Peñalosa says it's getting more common every day.
Okay, camera is working.
Brianna Spiker is 17, cool-looking and poised. Her big brown eyes look straight into a video camera. Brie is the lead character of Generation Cryo, the new docu-series.
For so long, it hasn't even felt like reality that this mystery man brought me into the world, and I just want to know who you are.
She's not alone. Though there is no accurate record keeping in the U.S., it's certainly in the thousands.
My name is Kathleen Labounty, and I was conceived by an anonymous sperm donor. I am 31.
Kathleen Labounty lives in Houston. She found out she was donor conceived when she was 8 years old. She says she knew she wanted to watch the show, but didn't know what to expect. Sperm donor jokes are a staple of TV sitcoms, but she says Generation Cryo is dealing with the whole complex range of emotions that donor families can experience.
It reminded me of when I first found out and my feelings then and the whole journey that I've gone through personally. A lot of aspects that I could relate to, but of course the biggest difference is the fact that Brie has a donor number I don't.
That's bittersweet for Labounty. Fertility clinics only started assigning those numbers in 1984, 2 years after Kathleen Labounty was conceived. It's a number given to every sample of sperm or egg donor. Labounty has been searching for her donor for more than 20 years. For her, it's been somewhat of a shotgun approach, posting on the web and DNA testing. For Brianna, piecing together her history has been as simple as typing her donor's number in the computer, 1096.
I found this website, the Donor Sibling Registry. You can actually enter your donor's ID number and find out if he had other kids. And boom!
She has 15 half-siblings. Wendy Kramer set up that website in 2000 to help her own son find his donor. It immediately got people's attention. It has more than 40,000 members now. And it was Kramer's idea to tell donor offspring stories on TV, but getting the attention of network executives wasn't easy.
For the last 8 years, there were just so many people who thought it was a great idea, but they just thought the general public wouldn't be able to handle it.
That's because for so long, the subject was something to be kept secret. And secrecy implies shame, says Kramer. But attitudes have changed, especially among the so-called millennials, people born between 1980 and 2000, who happen to be a big part of MTV's audience. The show is exploring deep questions about identity and the definition of what family means.
I had desires about how I wanted to raise my own family, and that obviously wasn't ever going to happen that way. So any attack on my picture of what my family is an attack on me.
That's Eric Jacobson. He and his family live in Atlanta. His twins, Jonah and Hillett, were conceived with a sperm donor, and they are Brianna's half-siblings. Eric and his wife, Terry, have been supportive of their kids' search for half-siblings. But when the question of the donor came up, Eric freaked out. Terry wants to meet him. The kids want to see a picture. Eric struggles to understand why.
Adding donor, adding siblings, is not my definition of family. Jonah, Halit, Terry, and Eric, period. And then you start to throw in these other pieces, and that destroys that picture.
And yet, for thousands of donor-conceived children like Kathleen Labounty, that picture remains half blank.
I wanted to know my sperm donor, but also my cousins, my aunts, my uncles, my grandparents.
She says she would just like to see someone else who has her features and medical history. But she's come to terms with the idea that she may never find answers. Marisa Peñalosa, NPR News.